Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in the corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. We are live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening at 6 p.m. on Kicks Country 101.5. That'll give you an opportunity to tell family and friends in surrounding counties, you know, and even in other states, if they want to listen in. Well, not to listen in live on the radio, but families in the area to listen in for the evening replay. But family from other states can actually listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. All they have to do is click on the link on the Del Hollow Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even to review previously recorded shows from the Clay County Corner and Kicks Country. Those will probably be up, this one, today's, will probably be up and live the beginning of next week. We want to thank Del Hollow Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so go and grab that extra cup of coffee if you need it, and then sit back and get ready to hear about some of the local Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, I have with me Ms. Kathy Merrick and Dr. Doug Young. Before we get started, I want to remind you about basketball season. It's a big thing right now. Games begin with the Lady Dogs at 6 o'clock p.m. Our Clay County boys team continues to be a powerhouse in our district with a good win over Jackson County this past Tuesday. Home games will resume tonight, actually. It's an unusual night for games. But we're going to be playing tonight, January the 15th, as we host Cumberland County, Kentucky, here at home. There's no scheduled game tomorrow night on our traditional Friday night game day, but then we will host again with Macon County in the Clay County High School gym beginning at 6 p.m. on this Saturday, the 17th. So get ready for tonight's game at home and then again on Saturday at home on the 17th, and those will both start at 6 o'clock p.m. For the schedule next week, we will see two more home games. On the 20th, we'll host Monterey, and then on January the 23rd, we will host Pickett County. If you've not been to a game yet, the gym's really nice and warm on these cold, cold evenings, and if you miss supper at home and you can't make it to one of our local restaurants before the games, which I highly recommend, Miss Beverly Cherry and her assistants will have good old hot dogs and popcorn and some of those delicious fresh-baked cookies ready for you. So make an effort to hit the gym and support our student-athletes. I know probably just about everybody's got some kind of a tie to some of these kids that are playing. Today's subjects are going to include information about our Merchants Association, the Tennessee Valley Authority Charrette, and the recent Tech Ready program at Tennessee Tech, among other things. We're just going to kind of have a nice little chat today. Before we get started, let's have a break for our sponsors, and then we'll return with the program.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
This is Susan Bailey back at the Clay County Corner. Birthday and anniversary announcements. I forgot to mention that. Don't forget to call in for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Be sure to call starting today and give us names for the next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of January the 9th through today, the 15th. So I've had a couple of call-ins that are actually going to be on next week. So if you don't hear your birthday call-in today for next week, that's the reason. We're calling today. We're announcing today for January the 9th through January the 15th. To call in, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Someone will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfasts and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today at the end of this show for the announcements and for the winner of this week's Salina Dairy Queen cake. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of January the 16th through January the 22nd. Please wait for the tone to begin speaking and speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. I want to thank all the callers so far. I've talked to several of you to know that you're enjoying those cakes, and that's good to hear. I like to hear feedback. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. Now let's get to our show. I've got Kathy and Dr. Young sitting here waiting patiently. I want to welcome you guys for coming out this cold, frigid morning. Not as bad as it was earlier in the week, I think, though. But welcome, Kathy.
Good morning.
Morning, and welcome, Doug.
You could have come on down about 7 o'clock and got this place warm.
Well, I fired it up as high as I could in a short amount of time. I want to welcome both of you. I know it's always, you know, it's early in the morning, and you've always got other things to do, but it's very much appreciated that you come and share with the rest of Clay County some of the things that are going on. I want to get started with you, Kathy. If you'll just give us a little excerpt of, everybody doesn't know Kathy Merrick yet, and you need to. So I'd like for you to just kind of tell us how you came to be in Clay County, and I know that you're a big force with us now.
Well, thank you so much for having me here again. I've been on a few times with Thomas. My husband and I have been longtime lake visitors. Since the time he was 5, he grew up here on the lake. We raised our kids coming down here to the lake. And we always knew that we wanted to retire here in the Salina area, Livingston area. Had no idea when we started working on this venture that things would move so quickly. We had a 5-year plan, which turned into a 3-year plan, which turned into, hey, Salina, I'm here.
All right.
So, and it's been wonderful so far. Absolutely loving every minute of it.
Good. We are so glad to have you. I kept hearing your name, and I'm like, I haven't met this lady yet. I haven't met this lady. And I was so happy to finally get to meet you and enjoy your presence and your energy and your enthusiasm and your pretty obvious love for Clay County.
Thank you. I really, truly do. It's difficult not to love this area, these people here. Everyone is so genuine and, mm-hmm. and just good people. And it just makes you want to be part of them and do anything and everything you can to just help the community and just let people know what an awesome place this is.
Absolutely. And we are. We're a good place to live, little old Salina, Tennessee. And Doug, I know most everybody knows you, but you know what? We do have a lot of retirees in this town. So if you will give us just a little about you were, you weren't, and you're back.
I grew up here. I was born down the street here mm-hmm. a long time ago, longer than I like to talk about, and lived here a long, long, long time, and then I left for a while and then came back home, and I suspect I'll be here from now on.
I think you will, and I think we're glad to have you back. I can remember, it's been a while now since you came back, actually,
I can trace back about 5 generations.
Yeah. Well, when you came back, though, this time, I can remember running into you out at the recycling center.
Yep.
And I'm like, when are you ever coming back? You know, and we sit and talked about that for a while, and by George, you finally did.
Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of responsible for some of that. You were on the school board at that time.
Yep.
Talked me into that.
Exactly. We wanted you back, and we're glad to have you. Well, let's start talking about some of this stuff that we've been kind of throwing around. One thing that I really want to address is the Merchants Association. And, Kathy, you're phenomenally responsible for really, really, really for getting that started back and having some success at it. We have absolutely thrown that around for months and months, a couple of years, thinking, oh, man, we need this back so bad. And you've come in with a fresh face. I would like for you to kind of tell us a little bit about how you got that started.
Honestly, Susan, it was a fluke. It was just like us opening our store. I believe sometimes God just has a master plan, and if you're in the right place at the right time, he allows things to happen. We opened our store. I started talking with merchants, started kind of sharing some ideas. Folks were saying, this doesn't happen here and this doesn't happen here, but we would like for it to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before you know it, we opened the store at the beginning of July. In September, or actually let me go back just a little bit, by August, we had come together, 10 stores had come together and placed our first ad in the Busy Bee Trader, which is huge because
wow.
that covers Tennessee, Kentucky.
Yeah.
So that was big for us.
Mm-hmm.
September, we had our first event, the customer appreciation. We probably had maybe 6 merchants involved in that. And, you know, we were the group of people that said, maybe we can. It looks like we could, and then, oh my gosh, we have.
Mm-hmm.
No, when October rolled around and we did our Halloween event, as you know, we had 40-plus merchants involved in that.
Absolutely.
And between 500 and 600 children downtown here, and everyone was involved, county government, city government, the police department, sheriff's department, merchant, everyone was involved. So this was a fluke. It just came together.
It did.
It
right.
did.
Perfect timing.
Perfect
as
timing.
You said.
Perfect timing.
Right time,
yes.
right place. The attitude was there, you know, the ambition, the
desire. Merchants were hungry for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They wanted some change.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the Halloween get together.
Yes.
I have heard so much positive feedback about that ever since, just the week after and still today.
Still today, 3 months later, and people
yeah.
still see me and they say, wasn't that Halloween thing just awesome? And it was good for us. We set the bar. I mean, we definitely set the bar high. But again, as I said, I think the mindset in the past few years, as you had mentioned, mm-hmm. I've talked with Dr. Young about this and Ray Norris about this subject. Folks tried to come together, and whether it was just not everybody being on the same page or some negative, you know, sometimes when you've been down a while, it's hard to pick yourself back up and get going.
Right. It is. It is. It's hard to see what's happened in the past and failed and
right.
to think that you actually can move forward. But
right.
you never give up. You
right.
just always keep
well, and that
forward.
Is the one thing that this group of people now is focused on. We're going to try, and if it doesn't work, we'll try it a different way. But we know we're going to persevere and move on because we've seen so far in such a short period of time what can be done.
Absolutely.
And now we feel like the sky's the limit, and we've got great support with 3-Star, Dr. Young, Ray Norris, the Chamber, met with Ruth just a couple of days ago, Ruth Dial, Upper Cumberland.
Tourism.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to come meet with us in March, and we're going to branch
good.
Out and use their resources as well. So
mm-hmm.
it's exciting.
Absolutely it is. There's just so much energy there, and we sure need to tap on it while we can.
Yes.
with the Halloween thing, though, I've heard local residents
yes.
that are saying, can we do this too?
Yes.
The people that are in the immediate bumped out area of the square who don't really have trick-or-treaters. You know, we have a wonderful portion of trick-or-treaters in my subdivision.
Right.
We're an easy access. But
you folks have pretty much had it all.
Yeah, we have. We've been very stingy with it, I guess. But now all of the local residents are asking,
yes.
can we set up a booth on the square when you have Halloween next year?
Comments we heard that night, and it was wonderful because, of course, I'm a big Facebook person, and I immediately after the event got on Facebook and thanked the merchants and thanked all of the folks for coming out, law enforcement for helping. But people said we felt safe.
Yes.
Our kids had a blast. We could let them run and go and do, and we had the costume contest and the spooky music, and
mm-hmm.
it was a community event.
It
and
was.
Everyone loved it. And, yes, those residents, we're going to make that open for the residents to come down. It's all about providing something for the community, for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about it is it didn't cost them anything.
Right.
And for us, it was minimal cost. We all came together and put in a little bit and look at the result.
Definitely. A really big turnout that night and just a big crowd on the square.
Oh. Huge.
And the weather was okay.
Weather was fabulous.
It was not freezing. It wasn't snowing. It wasn't raining. It was just really a good evening. Okay, something else I want to touch on. Actually, we better take a quick break before we get into the next subject because it's a pretty deep one too. So let's take a break for our sponsors, and we'll come back and continue.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous 2015. Your Salina merchants have come together to work as a team to provide quality services and merchandise to our community. It's our goal that the Salina-Clay County area become more self-sufficient. We're committed to doing our part to see that this goal becomes a reality. The Merchants Association is asking you to join the effort. Be part of the team. Whenever possible, we encourage you to shop your local businesses. With your support, we can continue to sponsor special events and programs such as the Merchants Money Drawing, Customer Appreciation Day, and Salina Country Christmas. We're busy making plans for 2015, and our calendar of events can be found on our Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page and always right here on Kix Country. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often get ignored or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey, and I'm on 101.5 FM, Kix Country, with the Clay County Corner, live at the Clay County Courthouse. If you're just tuning in, I'm sitting here with Kathy Merrick and Doug Young, and we've been talking a little about some new things that have started, the Merchants Association and the Halloween event that we had up here on the square. And now we're going to go back in time, just back to the earlier days of the Merchants Association and see where we've come from, and then we'll talk more about where we're going. Dr. Young, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, it'd been nice, Susan, if you could have found an older guy to talk about
yeah,
the old times.
Exactly.
But I'll try to remember some of it.
Try hard.
I'm just real excited about the Merchants Association and what they're doing now. The Merchants Association has a rich history in Salina. For some people who don't know, Salina was an incorporated town before we were in Clay County, back when we were in Jackson County. And so it's been an incorporated town for a long time. And, of course, the town was down on the riverbank for a long, long time. And they had fantastic leadership down there. And a strong merchants group was doing things, I know, under the leadership of Mr. W.L. Brown, and who eventually moved up on the square. And, mm-hmm. and he was moved up to the building that Jimmy White's in now. And then I can remember when I was a kid, we had a really good adult baseball league. Every town around us had a baseball team sponsored by the merchants. The merchants would actually raise money and pay a good pitcher or whatever. And, mm-hmm. and the real competitive.
Little league. I mean,
big league.
Pre-pro league.
this really was a semi-pro kind yeah. of ball. And huge crowds out at the ball field. We had a covered you can remember,
yeah,
the
remember
covered
the bleachers. Mm-hmm.
bleachers we had out there. And then on Saturdays, downtown Salina was like a carnival. So many people came to town. Didn't have Walmart. We don't really realize that mm-hmm. that Walmart wasn't in across the river in the 1980.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't
mm-hmm,
come across the river until more recent times. So mm-hmm. we didn't have big outfits, big box stores for a long time, and people shopped at home. And on these Saturdays, people would come to town and walk around the square like it was a carnival or whatever. And the merchants would get together, and they'd have music on the square on Saturday afternoons and Saturday mornings. They'd have a medicine show to come to town. I remember one
the
guy,
Goat Man.
The Goat Man came to town. I remember one time they had a guy who you could give him any chapter and verse in the Bible, and he could quote it to you and just start reading the Bible from
wow.
memory from that point. Had another guy that came in who was blind, and he drove around the square, and that drew a big crowd to see him do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now the merchants are beginning to crank up again under Kathy's leadership, and she's got a team working together now, and we're beginning to see some of those things happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really exciting. We really need to put us together a history walk now.
We do.
To get the history of each building posted on each building
mm-hmm.
so you can walk around the square and read about that building and remember what all has been in that building. I think that would be exciting. But we have had a Merchants Association that sponsored fish fries and chitlin suppers and you know, all these kinds of things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But back then we had more retail than we have now.
We did.
And that's something that we really, really need. We need some more entrepreneurs. Kathy and her husband came into this community and said, hey, what can we do here? We're going to find something to do to supplement our income while we're semi-retired here, and they jumped in and got them a building, and then they've got a business now. We need more people looking around in other towns and seeing something going on,
mm-hmm.
and then coming to Salina. Let's do that. Or just think, how can I make some money? Now, you're not going to get rich in Salina, that's for sure, but you can supplement your income and make some money. There's a lot of shops and businesses that I know. I was an entrepreneur a long time ago when on these Saturdays I had a shoe shine box, and I shine shoes, and made enough money to go to show on that afternoon at least, but shine for a nickel and finally started getting a dime. That was a big increase.
Absolutely.
100% increase.
Yeah.
In that, but times have changed, and now
have.
We have the big box stores and all that, but there's still a niche here, and once we get more and more businesses here, then that allows this radio station to grow and
mm-hmm.
prosper, because there's more advertising, allows our newspapers to grow and prosper. So we really need to urge people to take a good, strong look at our community and help us grow it.
Well, you mentioned retirees coming in, and we're so blessed to have more people that are retired looking at us. And the good thing about that is they're usually financially okay, but you come, you sit down, then what? You know, you come, you move here. It's so much better to have something to do, and like you said, supplement the income. You're not going to get rich, but they're okay already. And to have something to do and then provide a service, too, to the community. And to me, it's fun. I mean, it's fun to be in a building and have people filtering in and out and talking. And that's what a lot of it's about.
Well, you know, without the retirees moving into Clay County right now, we'd really be in a world of hurt.
Yeah.
Because in the last census period, we were the only county in the Upper Cumberland to actually lose population. And without the folks who are moving in, we would have really lost population. But we're urging people to move to Clay County. And according to the research that we've done so far, if they move in and they have a $50,000 retirement income,
mm-hmm.
and many of these folks who are moving in have that much, then that has the economic impact of creating 3.7 industrial jobs. And so that's important to get
that
a couple to move in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're finding out also that 60% of the people who retire and move to the place where they vacationed. And here we've had millions of people in the last 30 years to come to Del Hollow Lake, and many of them, like Kathy and her husband, came here, and they were visiting Clay County for years before they came, and many
mm-hmm.
of these people were that way.
That's true.
I talked to a couple from South Carolina not long ago, and they've been coming here every summer for over 30 years.
Wow.
And so
those people we need to get down here.
Yes.
Get into town, you know, and share the lake with them.
And we found, too, that they're more prone to shop at home than they are. They've been to the big box stores.
Right.
In the cities that they're coming from, and they come in here, and they'd like to have the smaller shops to go to, and
mm-hmm.
and certainly our antique and stores that are doing real well here, and
mm-hmm.
and they like to go into those things and look at the historical kind of items that,
right.
that we find in there. So yes, retirement is a big thing for us in Clay County.
It is. It certainly is. And we've got to always remember that and welcome those retirees in. And when somebody out here wandering around, a couple that's kind of looking up at the courthouse and it doesn't happen to be open today, then, you know, walk up to them and talk and see where they're from and give them some direction toward the chamber or the mayor's office.
And all of that conversation is not to say that we don't want to keep our young people here. Just
oh
this
goodness.
Week, we started the Tennessee Promise Mentoring Program at the high school. You know, the governor and the state legislature has a real innovative program going on now called Tennessee Promise. As a matter of fact, President Obama just last week came to Tennessee, and he's wanting to do a program like this nationally. And the way this program is going to work, this year's graduates from Clay County High School are going to have an opportunity to go to school. If they've got a good high school average and they've made an acceptable score on ACT, they'll be able to go to college and have their tuition paid for, or they can go to the College of Applied Technology and have their tuition paid for there. So it's a fantastic opportunity for our young folks to go get additional training, whether it's in a community college, a four-year university. They can still use their lottery scholarships at the four-year universities or the colleges of applied technology.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're finding that industry says that they want them to have more training than just graduating from high school.
Right.
So they got to have something beyond high school.
Have some kind of skill level.
But the big thing that the people who are hiring employees tell me, whether it's a retail store or whether it's industry, manufacturing or whatever, they keep telling me that the number one thing they're looking for is an employee with a good attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we can't teach attitude.
No, it's hard to.
But we can teach about the characteristics of attitude.
Yeah.
And they also want to have people who can cipher. Not necessarily trigonometry and geometry and calculus and all that kind of stuff, but
simple
basic
math.
Basic arithmetic. No decimals and fractions, mm-hmm. and some of the basic arithmetic.
How do you give back your change?
Yes. Yeah, certainly how to make change.
Mm-hmm.
And then how to get along with your fellow employees.
Yeah.
How to communicate with them and not have a big hubbub going all the time and have a bunch of drama that makes everybody uncomfortable. And then the other thing is to be able to greet the public, particularly if you're in retail, to open your arms and invite people in and be able to make them feel welcome in your business and,
mm-hmm.
and that they're being cared for. And Kathy, through the Merchants Association, maybe we could get some training for some of the folks that we have. And I think the Small Business Bureau or whatever it's called at Tennessee Tech would be willing to bring that to us.
Absolutely, and we just learned a lot about that at the Tech Ready program over at Tennessee Technological University.
And just touching on that, though, Doug, I want to share with you real quickly a comment that was put on the Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page just a few. One of our folks here in town commented that they love to shop in downtown Salina because whether they buy or they're just looking, people are always so friendly. They are welcoming. They talk to you, and they say, we don't feel any pressure. We can just come in and browse or we can buy. Mm-hmm. But I think that says volumes.
It does.
About
it sure
our people
does.
Here.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And guys, we're just hustling. It's time for another break. We've got a break for our sponsors. And let our wonderful sponsors get a word in while we're sitting here trying to take over. So let's have a break.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner on 101.5 FM. That's Kicks Country. And we're hosting, I'm hosting the Clay County Corner live at the Clay County Corner Courthouse. I'm sitting here with Kathy Merrick and with Doug Young, and we're going to just keep it going. We just kind of had to stop things real quick, and but we're going to take up where we left off.
Well, I think a good place to go right now, Susan, would be to talk about the long-range strategic plan. The county commission authorized the chamber and the three-star program to start putting the pieces of that together. Back in December, we had really step one of that program. We had a planning session at the high school, and PBA came and conducted the planning session, and we had about 55 people to show up, an outstanding cross-section. I couldn't have gone through the phone directory and got a better cross-section of the people.
That's so true.
And the way that planning session worked, we had chosen five areas to look at, these four areas were very broad, and pretty well encompassed everything you need to know about a community. And they divided us into small groups, and we put down the things we'd like to see happen in Clay County. And that one interesting thing that came out of that was that in three of the categories, we got about the same thing, and that was clean up downtown Salina, make it more attractive to people that might be wanting to locate industry here or open businesses here or for tourists who are coming through. And I've never seen that happen before. These were three broad categories, and somehow that topic got top billing in all three of them. And then in the fourth area that dealt with education, they came up with one of the top items was involve the high school kids in community development.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got with the high school principal, Miss Melissa White, and just yesterday we had the Tech Ready, we had the Tech Ready for Action program at Tennessee Tech. We had over 200 people to attend that from the Upper Cumberland, and it was economic and community development. We had all the heads of all the agencies that help with economic and community development, and we had the chief of staff for the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. It had a really good program over there, but the unique thing, Ms. White was able to bring a cadre of high school students to attend that meeting.
And so well-behaved. What a wonderful, wonderful, attentive group.
I had person after person to come to me and talk about how well-dressed they were, how mannerly they were, and how well-behaved they were.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just a fantastic day for Clay to get that kind of attention from all these different agency heads.
Yes.
And one agency head came to me and wants to come to Clay County High School and may have some financial help for our kids as they start looking at going on to school next year. And I know that just couldn't have worked out any better. And it's fantastic to have kids that are maybe thinking about coming back to Salina and locating here. I'm afraid too often we ignore that. We don't involve kids enough in what's going on, and then they don't really know about it. They graduate, and then they don't come back.
You know, and I spoke to one of the counselors, that one of the teachers that went with that came with the kids the other day, and she, for some feedback from them, and she said, you know, surprisingly, that they really, really talked about how much they enjoyed it and all of the topics that they got to sit in on. So
yes,
that is just as good of feedback as hearing the positives from the other people that were there.
Well, I know that the program we have at Tech, I've been involved with every one of them so far, and that particular program is right up there with some of the statewide meetings that I've attended, and even some of the national meetings that I've attended. We have a rural development conference that was at Tennessee Tech, and they've moved to Murfreesboro now. But this program we had would rival that one right now, and a lot less expensive. They want several hundred dollars to attend their conference, and this one was much cheaper than that. And we got a lot of people exposed to Clay County. These are the people who sit on boards and determine where the grant money is going to go or where the services are going to go, and they're the people who can help us.
The attendees, our county commissioner.
We had a county commissioner there yesterday.
The mayor.
And the mayor and a lot of our local volunteers.
Merchants.
A question I always have for those agencies is, what can we do to help you help us?
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important question for us to ask them and to ask ourselves. We've got to get geared up here to be able to help them help us.
And we need to make a physical presence there. When they give us an opportunity to learn about their resources and what they have to offer to us, then we need to make a show of effort to go to those meetings and inquire about the offers that they do have for us and let them know that, yes, Salina, Tennessee is very interested in what you have to offer and help us.
I work part-time for Tennessee Tech, and I made a round through the district inviting people to come, and so many of them came. I'm just tickled to death with the number who came and participated yesterday, and I looked at the evaluation sheets before I left over there, and they had fantastic evaluations. And
good ideas for future.
Yes. And without that, you don't really know what's going on with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or you don't know what's going on with CBDG grants. And we had the person who administers the CBDG grants there yesterday. We had the staff there with the Upcoming Development District and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And all these different agencies were represented there yesterday that can help us in Clay County.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, something that I kept hearing just periodically was, do you know there's money out there that's not even being issued? And that was just such a frustration that, of course, sometimes it's matching grant money, 50-50 grant money, but there are ways still to acquire those grants too. And we need to put our heads together just really firmly. Anybody that's interested even out there in helping the county.
Actually, on some of those 50-50 grants and things like that, you can couple grants. You get a 50-50 or get 50 from this outfit, 25 mm-hmm. from this outfit, and maybe not have to come with too much locally. It'd be great if we had some folks who'd get real interested in grant writing, and we could get them some training and help us do this kind of thing. Writing a grant proposal is not an easy chore. In writing a regular grant proposal, you're probably looking at from 40 to 80 hours to sit down and do this thing, and that's if you really know how.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get some turned down before you really start learning
how
what you did
it.
Wrong and,
yeah.
and get to where you can write them and get them funded.
And then some of those agencies also provide that service. Also,
yes, they do.
The grant writing service mm-hmm. for us.
And there's a lot of services that go unused. I know that not too long ago we had a big black bus looking thing to roll into Clay County, and we'd advertised it as much as we could, but they hadn't advertised their program on the state level, and they were here to help people find jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't really have their act
set up and didn't
they
have.
They hadn't worked with us closely enough, and maybe we hadn't worked with them closely enough. I don't know. But the word wasn't out there.
Yeah.
It'd have been great if they had a front man to come and sit on this microphone and be in the newspapers and let people
That's
know
That's true.
What's going
and it
on.
Actually, it was on a Thursday that we had our radio show, and I can remember pulling into the chamber, seeing them, and I ran out and I said, what are you about?
Yeah.
And then I sent a quick message, and, you know, that's just a last-ditch effort.
Yeah.
And not much good marketing.
We have a Veterans Affairs officer who comes to Clay County. We have a guy, I think, who comes to Clay County that will help you with your Social Security benefits if you have some question about whether you're getting what you ought to get or all that. A lot of services out there, but it's a matter of making sure that we get out there, find out about
people know about
that information back home. And our people are doing a much better job of doing that kind of thing than we've done in the past.
That's so true.
Now, as we go on, and we're talking about great things in our community, we've already had Miss White on. She's kind of proud. Clay County High School is a reward school this year, and that's based on improvement, and they're doing a great job over there. And the Hermit Springs School, K-8, everything seems to be rocking along just fine at those schools, and we're making real good progress. Our hospital is now under the direction of the Cookeville Regional Medical Center. It's marching right on through, and we can't stress that enough. So our hospital is one thing that helps attract retirees to move here.
Yes.
I certainly wouldn't retire and move to a community that didn't have a hospital.
True.
I've had to make that ambulance run more than once, and I know that that hospital is very important for retired people. And then we've got a little grant going right now. Not a big grant, but it's $25,000. The lady with the state who runs that grant says, really, this is too much work for $25,000. And I kind of concur with that because it's been
a lot of work.
We've even had Sarah Elizabeth and Greg Birch are running that grant program. And they have had to contact Indian tribes and get their permission to work on buildings in Salina. All that seems ridiculous to me, but it's a requirement.
Of
HUD, and that's where the money comes from. And this money is kind of unusual. This is money that can be granted directly to businesses to improve their buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little match that they have to come up with, and then we'll be coming out with the particulars of that before long.
Pretty soon.
As soon as Greg and Sarah Elizabeth get the thing, all the paperwork in, all the approvals of all these different agencies, then we'll be ready to start talking about how to spend that money.
All right, that sounds good. And I'm sure some of those business owners out there are interested in hearing a little bit more about that, too.
And we've got a grant here to take care of some water situations down in through the Clark subdivision and down through there. We've got a new emergency services building that'll be opening up here before long. One thing that I think we have going here before long, in the near future, the new industry that's come to Clay County will start advertising for that they're hiring. They're not hiring yet, I don't think, but it'll be advertised in the paper and on radio and let people know when they're ready to start hiring. They've spent a tremendous amount of money getting the spec building ready. It's my understanding they have something like, 16 labs or something like that inside that will be working, and forward to having them.
Well, we've covered a lot again, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. It's time to go to our sponsors again.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Just a couple of things I want to mention. Actually, I'm gonna ask Kathy to talk about it, but the Merchants Association, we had a big crowd here. I can remember years ago we had huge crowds, and my mother this morning, she said she's got good memories of that. She said on Saturday, the Saturday ticket drawing, she said prior to that, the week before, that she could remember people that wanted their tickets before they even got their change back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those tickets were important to them, and that was a big, big deal. And we got that started back. If you'll talk a little bit about that, Kathy.
We do have that started back, yeah. And that is one of the most exciting things that we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
One of our big things for the merchants is we want to take care of this community, and we want it to be a win-win situation. The merchants, our community, and so, yes, folks are loving the fact that we are pooling our money together, and we are giving back. We did two drawings in December. And they totaled $800 is what we gave away.
That's awesome.
Which it is awesome. It is awesome. And we look to be doing more of those in the near future. But it is something that, you know, I heard from the first day I got here to Clay County, everybody's like, you know, money drawings.
Yeah, yeah.
And
big deal.
It is a big deal, and they love
it's
it.
It's fun. What a
it
socialization.
It is so much fun, and we love doing it.
Process. Yeah.
And another thing that recently we've been able to kind of work together with the used to be Clay County Opry,
uh-huh.
And Diane Brown approached me during our Christmas play. And she said, wouldn't it be awesome to have bluegrass up here in the courtroom of the Clay County Courthouse? And that is one of the things that the merchants, we were like, we've got to get music back on the square.
Right, right.
So we are going to do that. It is going to be the fourth Saturday of every month.
Wonderful.
The 24th.
Mark that down.
Yes, the 24th of January. It will be from noon to 3-ish.
Okay.
It'll be upstairs here in the courthouse. It is free.
Mm-hmm.
Please come do your shopping in town. You know, come in, listen to the music. As time goes on each month, we're going to add different things to coincide with that. In February, the merchants are going to do a walking taco lunch. So you can come in and buy some tacos, walking tacos, and listen to the music.
Yeah.
And then when the warmer weather gets here, we're going to move it outside, out on the square.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We hope to
more
draw
accessible.
Exactly, and we hope to start drawing some of our tourists from the lake.
Yeah,
you know, go
yeah.
spend some time on the boat, and then come into town and shop and listen to our music and enjoy our culture.
Absolutely, we're going to have a really good marketing campaign with all of our marinas. Well, I know we've been working a lot closer with our marinas.
We actually just last week they started distributing at the boat shows throughout the Midwest. Over 30,000 copies of the 2015 Delhalla Lake Guide,
uh-huh.
And for the first time ever,
yay.
Salina has a fantastic 2-page spread, and it says, come shop historic Salina, Tennessee.
Wonderful. You know, if all you locals out there, guys, pick up a copy of that.
Yes.
And then encourage others, and if you want to, carry them around. You know, take them to some, if you're going visiting your family up in Indiana, take them.
That is true. That is true. I mean, people will see that, and they're going to know that we have, you know, Scott's Best Way, and that we have Napa Auto Parts and things that when you're down here on the lake on vacation, things come up, and you need to know where you can go to get the necessities, or let's just take a little bit of time away from the lake. And
right.
So we're putting a comprehensive calendar out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start a website here pretty soon. We have our Shop Historic Downtown Salina Facebook page where you can get all of the information.
Mm-hmm.
All the stores here, the merchants who have Facebook pages linked, you go to that one page and you're going to get all the information
all of
what's happening here in Salina and Clay County.
Yeah. And that needs to be out at the marinas too. You know, they need to know that there's a spot to look because people travel with their smartphones now.
And you can Google
and look things up. And
we're
going to
work
there.
With the chamber also. We're going to create a new rack card, front and back, businesses listed on one side, little map of Salina on the flip side. Those are going to be in all the marinas.
Wonderful.
They're going to be at all of our stores.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want everyone to know we're here.
Good. Sounds like, I mean, there's a lot of, the ball is rolling.
The ball is rolling, and we are just a force to be reckoned with now.
Right. And you better jump on and roll with it.
It's true.
Roll right over you.
That's right.
I want to mention real quick, too, something else that's been, that was originated a couple, maybe 3 years ago now. I'm not sure if this is the third consecutive or maybe the fourth consecutive year. The Sports Hall of Fame is slated for this Saturday, January the 17th, at 1 o'clock. And they start out with a socialization time period, and then they go into a banquet, and then they do the formal introductions. But they're going to be announcing their new members this year, the 2015 Sports Hall of Fame designees. And those are actually, I'm going to take a minute to mention those athletes are Walt Weaver, Jack Napier, Dennis Smith, Billy Smith Jr., Suzanne Cherry Wayman, Chase Stevens, and Randy Carnahan. The Heritage members will include Joe Melton, Ray Bean, and Betty Melton Smith, and contributor Kevin Donaldson. Derek Anderson is a 2014 inductee who wasn't able to make it last year, and he'll also be presented. The featured speaker for this event on Saturday will be CHS Salina High School quarterback Bill Napier, who also played football at Tennessee Tech and currently coaches in Dalton, Georgia. And I want to make mention, too, that there are free flu vaccines available right now at the health department until supplies are depleted. If you've not had your flu shot, you're encouraged to get one right away. Just walk in and request a flu vaccine at any time during regular business hours. And I'm going to run into the birthday announcements, and then we might, I don't know if we'll have time to talk again a little bit longer. That would be good because we've got a lot to say still. I want to wish Mr. Cullum Hayes a belated happy birthday. He was celebrating his 93rd birthday on January the 6th, and that's age 93. Also on the 9th, we have Angela Collins. We had Angela Collins, Reba Arm Sheffield, Amber Nicole Copas, Jacqueline West, and Carly Kendall. That's from her family. On the 11th, we had Tucker Dean Donaldson. He was age 2, and that's love from his family. And we had Erica Adams from Matt and the Boys on the 12th. And then on the 13th, oh, I think I failed to mention on the 11th was Carly Kendall from her family. On the 12th was Erica Adams from Matt and the Boys. And then Sims on the 13th. And Michael Miller, he was 27, and that's from the Northwest Church Friends. There was also Joy Corley celebrating a birthday on the 13th, and Randy Walker, and he's getting a happy birthday from the Strongs at Moss. And then on the 14th, Holly Burks, happy birthday, and Chelsea Cross, happy birthday, and then Rita Garrett Smith from her sibling, niece, nephew, and father. And on the 15th, Miss Ina Hale is a resident at the Manor, and she turned 78. And then I did have one announcement call in. Miss Charlene Brady wants to wish a happy birthday to her granddaughters in Macon County. I did catch one name was Hannah. I didn't catch the other name. And I think one was a belated birthday in December, but she just wanted to be sure that her granddaughters had a happy birthday wish too. Call a name right now, and we'll have the announcement for the birthday. This week is Reba Sheffield, Reba Arm Sheffield. You will be the birthday cake winner, and you'll just need to stop by the Salina, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce to pick that up. And I think it took a little bit longer than I thought it was going to take, so I guess I need to wrap it up now. This is Susan Bailey with the Thursday morning segment of the Clay County Corner, here with Kathy Merrick and Dr. Doug Young. Say sayonara, please. And I've been here this morning with them, and it is time to close. I want to wish everybody a beautiful and productive day, and tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. Keep our military in your prayers, and I'm signing off from the Clay County Corner. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.